Oh, there. The precepts as an ethical directory isn't to give us a should or a have to or need to even. It's to remind us of what our deepest intention is in the first place. And so when we practice the precepts, we bring them consciously into our awareness. And if we take the precepts as an ongoing practice, we can take a precept once a week, every week, one precept a week, and just keep it in mind so that when you step on a bug, you know you've stepped on a bug. When you are not quite honest, you become aware of it. Allow yourself to be aware of your, you could say, your failings or your mistakes or your warts. You know, all the things that we try to pretend we're not. On the other hand, if we just do that to ourselves, it's kind of horrible. It's like a cross third grade teacher shaking her finger and saying, must do this. Bad girl, bad girl. So it isn't like that. It shouldn't be that way. If we practice the precepts, it's that in Bodhidharma's terms, there is no killing life. That life is eternal. That there is no telling lies or everything is a lie. Therefore, everything is true. You can't really separate and discern these things in the way that we like to do, the good and bad and up and down and right and wrong. So practicing the precepts is bringing up the other side. So if we say no killing life, we also have to say protecting and cherishing life. If we say no telling lies, we have to say cherishing the truth, even as it is. So that's one way. That's always a very interesting way. It makes the precepts very much alive. And it doesn't, it's not a concept, it's not a Buddhist idea or a dream of some kind of perfect behavior. It's how to be aware of who we are, what this is, how it operates, and not turn away, to honor it, to respect it, even in its imperfection. The last precept is no abusing the three treasures, which sounds very mysterious, no abusing Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, until you think of the reality of our life in Sangha. The reality of our life as Buddha sitting. The reality of our life as the teaching as it shows up in our own mind. How wisdom exists through us. And so to take extreme care of Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, of the three treasures, is the most important thing we can do. And of course, in practice period, those three are the essence of the practice period. And to practice with that understanding, how important Sangha is to us. Not only the Sangha as we meet here, but the Sangha of all beings. Our Sangha is all beings. So I always think, oh, we could go around and keep bowing and bowing and bowing, but of course we can't do that. It's culturally not appropriate. But in our mind, we can certainly meet with that mind of bowing, of respect and appreciation. There's another practice I thought of that might be very interesting for us since we're reading the Lanka, the Lankavatara Sutra, that we just spend a special amount of time every day noticing projections as they happen and accepting and allowing that that's how it happens, that it does happen. That what I'm feeling about that is mine. And I project on it my feeling. So if I'm in a lousy mood, I'll think, ugh, why are those flowers there? No, they might make it dirty or something. Or if I'm in a very romantic mood, I'll think, oh, they're so precious. Oh, they're the most beautiful things. We project on what we see, how we feel. And if we don't know it, we bring a lot of pain and trouble into our world, especially to ourselves. Because we don't understand. We don't get it. That's really Buddha. And if we don't like what that Buddha is doing, that's our not liking. That isn't that Buddha. So even though it sounds strange to call a flower a Buddha, that indeed is the truth. Coming and going. Coming and going. And our judgments about things, pretty immaterial. So that's another practice. Memorizing something is a wonderful practice. Memorizing the Metta Sutra, which is one thing I did, and I've always been very happy to have it inside me. But there are lots of other ones, short ones and long ones. The Kanon Chant, Namu Butsu Yo In Mu Yo Butsu U In Bu Po So, and etc. Very short, but very meaningful. And you could memorize it in both its English version and the other version as well. So there are a lot of things out there. The Sandokai, the Hokyo Zamai. Sandokai is short too. and study, of course. You could say practice period is about study. We do study the Lanka. And so I think we've all soaked ourselves through half the Lanka so far. And we'll soon be finished with it. But you might want to take on the soaking up the Lanka some more, or going back to the diamond or some other one that we've already done and renewing your acquaintance with one of those. Oh, yes, I remember. So what this all boils down to is leading a daily life the way Buddha was described as leading his life in the Diamond Sutra, that first little chapter or few paragraphs that describe his getting up and going to town and collecting some food and coming back and eating it and having his feet washed and then speaking with his friends. It's the most ordinary, everyday kind of description you can ever imagine. And that's describing Buddha life. So as we go home and lead our life from the grocery store to the gas stove to the dining room table to the desk and the sofa and to work, the going in and going out of working place, all of those are Buddha life. It's the mind of Buddha that makes it so. There isn't any magical transformation that changes it all into some kind of glorious place. The glorious place is right here, right now. Sometimes we get in the way of it, and sometimes we don't. And leading the kind of this kind of cultural life of technology and speed, it takes extra effort to slow down and to be ardent, as it says in the Satipatthana, ardent and fully aware. So it's the ardency as well as the awareness that makes our life live. Our life live lively, fully, wholly, and honestly. So I hope we all find ways. Another way, an essential way, of course, is to find ways in which we can further serve the Sangha. If we've been way serving the Sangha, maybe find new people to take over old jobs. If we haven't been serving very much, to find ways of serving more. Each one of us has our own balance in those things, and the effort is to find some equanimity and some evenness and balance in our life, so that there's enough Buddha of it to balance off the form side. So we're awake enough to keep ourselves settled, even in the face of disappointment or disaffection. I hope it's a very sweet time for us. It usually is. We usually find something to do that is helpful not only to others, but to ourselves as well. ourself as Buddha, nourishment for this self that works so hard and means so much, whose contribution to this whole dynamic is so important. Small though we think we are, each one of us essential. So I think that's enough. But you must have questions, comments. Donald Lynn?
It's copying the Lotus Sutta.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's either, I know that they, all the sutras, you know, for the printing press and whatnot, is a practice of copying. Yeah. I was curious if others, is it any sutra or the Lotus Sutra was just.
I don't think it's the one you mostly hear, because it mostly says, you know,
words that you
have. Yeah, copy this and memorize it, yeah. But I think any sutra that you copy can be the same. Yeah. You could copy shorter ones than that. The Lotus is a wonderful practice, copying the Lotus Sutra.
I consider writing as a transformative practice. You
know, yes.
Something happens from the paper, you know, your arm to your head. So it's a very nice practice.
It is. It is.
Thank you.
Yeah. More suggestions on what we could do? Have a party at Jeffrey's house, of course. We have to do that. Yes, absolutely. That is part of it. That is, it's nourishing the Sangha.
Practice letting go, isn't that what you call it?
Yeah, letting go. Yeah. You could compose music for an expression of ongo practice, of find ways of expressing your practice in other ways. Or you could... or an art project or something like that.
Remember that 1 year I did 108.
Oh, yes.
Trading cards.
Yes.
My practice period.
Yeah. Yeah. I still have...
Say prostrations every day.
Well, that's another one.
Try that.
Yeah. That's what some people do. Yeah.
Thinking about sewing still.
Oh, yes.
You didn't have a chance to talk to Ellen, have you?
No, I haven't.
I'm scheming on have some time in the studio for people to come sew or come practice to sew or talk about the material and practice our stitch and start in on it. Need a little more detail, and, you know, to not be an interim teacher, but to be an assistant until we find a sewing teacher. But, I'd like to do something like that in the next few weeks, so Linda's in instead of me.
Sewing is a wonderful practice.
Again, it's that.
Oh, yes.
Kind of embodying. I guess it all is.
And you take refuge with every stitch. Take refuge in Buddha. Take refuge in Buddha. Plunging into the ocean of Buddha is what Blanche always said. Plunging into the ocean of Buddha every time. And when you're done, you have this amazing thing that covers your heart and represents the fields, the nourishing fields of Bihar. It's the way that Buddhist people sewed. It was Buddha's idea to have this design of the fields that they looked down on. All the little tiny fields, you can still see them today. On the other side, you have a message, some kind of something that's said. And a name that's also a message. So it's not yours. It's Buddha's robe. And so for you to wear Buddha's robe is a very humbling experience. It's how to become less special. Anything else?
It's also common to have more dokusans, perhaps, when you meet with your teacher during the apanga.
Absolutely.
So, encourage. Especially now that she's in the valley, it only took me 12 minutes to get to her house. This is 37.
Yeah, you don't have to drive.
We have real fringe benefits of you.
Well, that was the point. That's why I did it.
I think at lunch we were talking very quietly. About how lucky we are that you are accessible. A lot of teachers are not that easy, so it's a good excuse if you need one to have Dokusan during the week.
You're welcome to come to my house, and I'm glad to go meet for a meal or a cup of tea somewhere. If it's not very far away, and nothing will be far away, so I'll be glad to do that too. Yeah. Don?
So maybe the extra sit that you talked about the other night at the business meeting, do you think that would be incorporated? The noontime or whatever it turned out to be before this practice period is over. So
yes.
We do have an opportunity to apply ourselves a little bit more.
I hope so. I hope we can have a daytime sitting, at least one a week. And maybe, who knows? Yeah. And encourage everybody to take part in that. I'd be very happy if that worked out. Yeah. Because we all need to sit more. And sitting together would be a really fine thing. And that will be a sit without any talk at all. Just come and sit. And the bell rings and we go. But even that gives us more time together. Yeah. Well, speaking of sitting, why don't we carry on? Thank you.